Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is July 20th, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. The EBA collects data on ESG risks to set up a monitoring system. The EBA has set out to collect ESG data on an ad hoc basis from large, listed institutions based on their Pillar 3 quantitative disclosures on ESG risks. Deutsche Bank receives US$186 million fine from the Federal Reserve. Deutsche Bank has received a US$186 million fine from the U.S. Federal Reserve for failing to address its money laundering control issues. Primer partners with Volt. Payments automation platform offering the infrastructure for commerce experiences Primer has announced a partnership with real-time payments gateway, Volt. Bold Commerce adds checkout to video, email, and other channels. Canada-based checkout solutions company Bold Commerce has added a new checkout feature that can be embedded in video, email, and other channels. Branch launches faster, more flexible payout options for earners. U.S.-based workforce payments platform Branch has launched Branch Direct, a new tool to pay out earners instantly. Mondu partners with Acquired.com. Germany-based B2B payments company Mondu has announced a partnership with payments specialist Acquired.com to further expand its services to more European businesses. Diners Club Peru partners with BPC. Diners Club Peru has partnered with payment solution provider BPC to expand its acquiring network and augment fraud detection technology. Visa and U.S. Soccer extend partnership ahead of Women's World Cup 2023. Visa and the U.S. Soccer Federation HA renewed their partnership agreement to remain the exclusive payment service partner of the U.S. women's and men's national soccer teams. Airwallex partners with Brex to accelerate international expansion. Global payments and financial platform Airwallex has partnered with U.S.-based unified global spend platform Brex to advance its global market presence. OneID and IDverse partner to extend identity services globally. UK-based identity services provider OneID has partnered with UK-based ID verification company IDverse to extend its identity offerings globally. FeedsAI launches the Railgun Fraud Detection Engine. U.S.-based risk ops platform for financial risk management FeedsAI has introduced the Railgun Fraud Detection Engine to tackle financial crime. Russia passes a bill giving legal authority to its CBDC. Russia's Federation Council has recently passed a bill that grants legal authority to the country's central bank digital currency, CBDC. IPC partners with CryptoStruct to provide market data to Kinexys. U.S.-based provider of compliant communications and multi-cloud connectivity solutions IPC has partnered with Germany-based CryptoStruct. Deutsche Bank joins CLSNet. CLS, a market infrastructure group delivering settlement, processing and data solutions, today announces that Deutsche Bank has gone live on CLS's bilateral payment netting calculation service for over 120 currencies CLSNet. Mondu extends reach with Acquired.com integration. Mondu, the fast-growing B2B payments company, has partnered with payments specialists Acquired.com. Sav Financial Hub SPA selects Finastra to tackle payment delays for corporates. Finastra, a global provider of financial software applications and marketplaces, announced that Sav Financial Hub SPA, SAVFH, a European payments processing startup based in San Marino, has selected Finastra Essence to reduce payment delays resulting from overcompliance. Primer integrates with Volt. Primer, the payments automation platform offering the infrastructure for effortless commerce experiences, today announces its new partnership with Volt, the company building the global infrastructure for real-time payments, enabling access to instant bank payments to Primer's customers. Brex connects with Airwallex. Airwallex, a leading global payments and financial platform for modern businesses, today announced partnership with Brex, a leading US-based financial technology company, to support its global expansion. UK Treasury rebuffs calls for crypto to be regulated as gambling. The UK Treasury has firmly rejected proposals by an all-party parliamentary committee for consumer trading in unbacked crypto such as Bitcoin and Ether to be regulated as gambling. Iceberg Data Lab launches ESG AI Assistant Barbados. Green fintech Iceberg Data Lab has launched a new product that harnesses generative AI technology to generate real-time, text-based and fully sourced explanations in response to questions regarding the ESG data of portfolio companies. Portrait Analytics raises $7 million for launch of AI research platform. Portrait Analytics, the startup behind a generative AI research platform for investment analysts, has brought its total capital raised to $10 million with an investment led by Unusual Ventures. Delta Capita to commercialize Citi's proprietary digital communication management application. Delta Capita, a leading global capital markets consulting, managed services and technology provider, has been selected by Citi to scale and commercialize its proprietary digital communications workflow management software capability, QMA. Digitech opens office in Singapore. Digitech, the global standard for FX swaps and NDF pricing and data, today announced the opening of its new office in Singapore, managed by Christopher Johnson. The investment association to replace Echo Web Data Collection Platform with Fundipedia. The investment association has agreed a partnership with Fundipedia, a leading data management solution for asset managers, to use Fundipedia technology to replace the current ECHO Web Fund Data Collection Platform. BaFin extends AML controls at N26. Germany's financial regulator BaFin has extended money laundering controls at digital bank N26 after noting there were still deficiencies in its systems. Deutsche Bank fined $186 million for AML deficiencies. The Federal Reserve Board on Wednesday announced two enforcement actions against Deutsche Bank AG, its New York branch, and other U.S. affiliates. OneID and IDverse join forces for global identity services. The UK's only bank-verified digital identity service provider, OneID, has partnered with world-leading digital ID verification company IDverse, previously known as OCR Labs Global, to provide global coverage and additional ID evidence options for OneID customers and individuals. A look into Apple's financial ecosystem strategy. Apple has been venturing into the financial services space for years, encroaching on traditional banks and financial institutions with its suite of financial products. Finastra partners with Sav Financial Hub Spa. Financial software applications and marketplaces provider Finastra has announced a partnership with San Marino-based payments processing startup Sav Financial Hub Spa, SavFH. SumSub to set up APAC headquarters. Security and transaction monitoring solutions provider SumSub has planned to make Singapore its APAC headquarters, offering full-cycle verification services as part of its expansion goals. Fourthline, Hawk AI partner for efficient KYC and transaction monitoring. RegTech Fourthline has combined its KYC-compliant customer onboarding with Hawk AI's transaction monitoring to fight fraud and money laundering. FCA implements permanent digital sandbox. The UK's Financial Conduct Authority has implemented a permanent digital sandbox, making the testpad available full-time for firms wanting to try out innovative technologies. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.